This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, he's in great shape. I think we can see that. And, you know, certainly has had the pedigree, the performance to take a step forward. And I think he's had some health frustrations the last couple of years that hopefully don't happen this year. So I would very, very bullish on him and expect a great season from him.
So that's Mike Elias before the season, before spring training, about Grayson Rodriguez, his ace. Well, he might have a great finish to the season, but it's not going to get started on time. Brandon Hyde, meeting with the media in the last 10 minutes, says Grayson Rodriguez has discomfort on the back of his elbow and will miss time into the season. Rodriguez will receive further opinions, more from Hyde on Grayson. Quote, it's not a ligament issue, so we're not concerned about that, but it's going to result in some missed time. Right now, we're still getting opinions.
Good thing they got all those starts out of him possible you could get at Norfolk. Boy, yeah. good thing you took an arm like that and left him down there where he got hurt before you started looking at him up here where it matters. I've had reservations about this for a long time, going back to watching him pitch repeatedly in the minors and feeling like they never let him battle through anything. They never let him face real adversity. They never let him get deeper into games. I thought he should have been up here before he was. I thought that they were being incredibly naive in having just watched every young pitcher that they asked to take a bigger load break down, not having more than what they signed to replace this guy. They've got no pitching that they can count on, no healthy pitching that they can count on in their entire organization signed beyond this year. And their answer to that was to sign a couple of dudes, a 41-year-old who is very much year-to-year for 1 year, and a 36-year-old from Japan, who we don't know what that's going to look like in the major leagues. That was their answer to losing Corbin Burns. That was their answer to messing up Kyle Bradish and waiting too long to get that surgery and jeopardizing not just last season, but this season too. Like, that was your answer to losing 200 innings out of Corbin Burns. That was your answer to everything, is to talk up this kid who couldn't get through his final minor league season without significant injury setback, whose velo has been off and who's been sort of doing weird things and missing starts already. Your answer to that was, let's let him throw a bullpen when he feels like crap. Let's leave him in the game when he's throwing four-seam fastballs under 90 miles an hour. And let's sort of laugh it off like the manager did on Wednesday, saying, oh, it sounded good on the radio. Well, how's it sound now, Skip?
It's a mess. And anytime you're hearing multiple opinions, you said this yesterday, Ken. You're not getting a second opinion if he's saying, oh, everything's fine.
Well, to your point, they were getting multiple opinions on Andrew Kittredge, who will now miss multiple months after arthroscopic knee surgery in his knee. Andrew Kittredge was their one big bullpen signing this offseason. He's going to miss multiple months. So, optimistically, maybe after the All-Star break, we see Andrew Kittredge, but man, that's not looking good. And this is what
could have had Kenley Jansen for the same money.
Could have had both.
Don't worry, they kept Dominguez and Soto around. Just don't watch them pitch lately, because you won't like what you're saying.
Hyde also said that they're going to have Jackson Holliday work at shortstop as a contingency plan for Gunner if he's not ready for opening day. So That doesn't sound great either.
I got news for you.
Are we having fun yet?
The Jorge Mateo return has just been ramped up.
Yeah, he started. I did see that.
Yeah, now they're talking about Mateo. You better talk about Mateo. Because Jackson Holliday is not a major league shortstop. And that experiment will not last long.
By the way, Hyder did say that it's Suarez or Povich in that last starter spot now.
Well, whatever you thought about how they built this thing, we thought it was a house of cards. It's crumbling. And the bullpen has been, we just did segments. I'm like, I don't think this is such a great bullpen. I'm hearing all these people tell me how great this bullpen is. Well, if everybody's in the exact role you want them in, and Felix is Felix, and they've already come out and said, we're never going to ask Felix to be Felix, then maybe. Well, that's been shot to hell.
At least to start, Jason. He could be Felix at some point.
Okay.
He could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
We'll see.
I like to be optimistic.
The starting rotation, significantly compromised. We'll see. Like, we had JP Morosi on. He agrees with pretty much everything we've been saying on this show for a long time about the way they built this and the lack of urgency and the lack of true contingencies and not enough proven major league high quality talent to supplement what's around them.
He also doesn't think Mike Elias is going to change his stripes.
And no. I don't either. Like I said, the moment Grayson got hurt, and somehow I knew from this studio, just looking at StatCast data, that Grayson was hurt, but the skipper didn't on I-75. The moment Grayson was clearly hurt, the price tag for Michael King, if you thought it was high before, get ready for sticker shock now. The price tag for Dylan Cease, it just went up. That's what happened when you run your team dispassionately, when you always think you have the answers in your calculator, in your number, in your metrics, and you got an owner who thinks you've penciled out the next five seasons in the American League, and you know how it's going to go, so why would we sign anybody to a seven-year contract now? All you do when you do that is win a press conference. When that's how you operate, you might be kind of effed, and it ain't even St. Patrick's Day yet.
You having fun yet?
Yeah.
Injuries, and man, I'd like to go back to Tuesday when it was a boring spring training. Coming up next, Terps have their final regular season game of the year tomorrow. It's against Northwestern. It's at home. Pre-game coverage at 2, tips at 3 right here on 105.7 The Fan. Earlier in the show, we talked to senior guard Selton Miguel. We'll hear some of that next here on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.